I see in the that benefit, a lot of them that came back and lived on farms like the soil erosion camp would, or if you wanted to go with the Forest Service or something, it would have been a big hit. But I had worked a little in a foundry, and so I came back when I got out and worked a couple of years in the foundry, and by that time it was drafting. I tell you, most of the ones in the camp when I was in 70, I mean, in 37, 38, within 3 years, there was an army, just about most of them.
So that, really, they were already primed for the army. I mean, they knew the regiment, they knew how to live in the barracks and get along with a bunch of folks
right.
They didn't know, and the routine of...
As a group, yeah, live as a group, and in other words, one's drafted, as far as the living conditions in a barrack and their mess hall and all that up, was just almost exactly what they used to in CC.
How long, now you said you were in the Smokies, how long did you were you in the Smokies before you came back down to Ashland?
I stayed right at 2 years in the CCs, and I had about 18 months in the Smokies. And I had about a 5 month period, something like that, at Ashland.
Now, whereabouts down in Clay County? Were you at Cheehaw?
Clay County, out from Ashland. The camp was right there at Ashland, off square, a little bit off square.
I didn't know they had one. Now, all this time, these 2 years that you were in the CC camp, how many times did you come home?
From the smoke is one time. Well, no, twice. I went in October, I got to come home Christmas, and I was out for another Christmas. I came home twice for Christmas.
Every Christmas. Did you make a friend for life in the CC? Anybody you remember? Anybody that you have somewhat regular contact with? Or?
Well, not now. I did, but a lot of them boys are dead now. And there's one or two around here that was in the camp that I was in. There too. But I hardly ever see them now. I used to see them a good bit. But.
They ever had any reunions or any...
No, I never had a reunion of the ones local around here's had them on Cheehaw when the Smoky Finch got over, had something to do with that. And they had a lot of the tools and things they used around here in the old tower up there, a historic room or something. Mm-hmm. They got at the old tower, you know, CC's built in. They built a lot of them roads. All that rock work you see in the, like on Cheehaw.
What about the old community schools that are now closed down? But you know, you see a lot of these old schools that are rock. Was that part of the CC?
No, I don't believe they ever built any.
You know, every little community had a little school in it that was made out of rock. All of them looked the same. I was just wondering if they...
No, I don't believe the CC's did any of that. They, we did a lot of blue and gray granite rock work in the smoke. It's built to those restrooms at Newfound Gap. And a lot of... work with that granite. It's real pretty granite. We had jackhammers. We cut that off. Have bulldozers with a long winch on it and winch it off the mountain down to where they could load it on a truck.
I was just wondering, did you have a lot of modern, at that time, modern day equipment? Did you have to do a lot
of... It was as modern as they had at that time. Of course, that's been since 37 and 38, They've improved all of it.
I was just wondering if you still, they were still working with mules and horses and anything like that.
No, we had tractors and dump trucks. We had quiet dumps, Ford and Chevrolet dumps, and I imagine whichever, about even between Chevrolets and Fords. But up there, a little bigger truck then was a white. And they, on them, in them mountains, and they hauled that granite with them. And they was a little more.
Now, I want to know about the Depression a little bit. How bad was the Depression? I've heard my daddy talk, but he's not as old as you are. And he said that he never did know there was a Depression because everybody around there was poor.
Well, that's the way it was. I can remember my father having a job. Well, he was a school teacher in a rural school in Cleveland County, but he had a couple of brother-in-laws made more money than a founder than he was making as molders. So he could go to work in the founder if he wanted to. So he decided he'd try it and did well. I mean, I didn't realize we was in no depression or nothing. I thought anything wanted. And all at once it all stopped. And
that's when you was what?
They told us, we knew it was
10 years old.
Get jobs, and we moved to Gaston. He got a job over there. A father and founder still it. The founders wouldn't stock nothing then. They take an order and then make it. And no building going on. They didn't. So, you know, depression. First thing it hits is anything connecting with a building trade. And that if you are depending on a foundry or lumber or anything like that, well, that building come to a standstill, that does too.
But like I was saying, you didn't know there was a depression because everybody around there was fairly...
Well, I knew, well, I was moving around and I knew it was Dad's job played out. He just had to work where he could, and he got on a pretty regular job at the hospital. He worked there till a freshman, nearly old, and then he went with the highway department. And we started coming out at about the time everything else did, you know. But by that time, they was drafting everybody in the war nearly, and defense jobs opened up. And we were coming out at a little bit before the war, though.